You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we're getting very close to lockdown. But if you're like me, you're still being lazy with your exercise while in the house. How about we talk about ways you can start getting a little bit more active? I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. Lisa, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
Not too bad. Have you been staying active in lockdown?
Yeah, I have. It's a good way, you know, to exercise every day. You don't have to get up early to do it or late in the day. I can do it at any time of day, which is good.
Yeah, and I guess, staying active in lockdown is important for us. And also, if you have kids, probably uses up their energy as well.
Yeah, that's right. It's really important. You know, we think about ourselves and how we're affected by lockdown and that we need to keep active, but our kids really need to keep active as well. They're used to being quite active at school and, you know, their community sports as well that they're missing out on. So we want to keep them active at home as much as we can. And for kids, they actually need more exercise than what we do. So our national recommendation for us is that 30 minutes a day. But for kids under the age of 18, the recommendations are actually 60 minutes a day. So it is a lot more exercise that they need for their growing bodies. And it can be difficult in lockdown. So we always say something is better than nothing. But yeah, trying to get it up still in lockdown is good.
Of course, we've got a nice 2.5 kilometre radius around the house to exercise in for 90 minutes a day.
Yeah.
So I imagine that gives us a lot of opportunities to get out and get that much needed exercise.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, try and do it together. So, you know, grab a child and go out on your exercise for that 90 minutes within your 2.5K radius together. Kids can find perhaps walking a little bit boring though, so try and mix it up. You know, most kids have access at home to a bike or a scooter or a skateboard or something. So mixing it up on the different days just to make it more interesting for them can help to get them out the house a bit more as well.
And I guess that's the thing. The government doesn't necessarily specify what kind of exercise you can do with people within your own household.
No, that's right. So, you know, for yourself or with your kids, you want to set a daily exercise time if you can. So try and schedule it in so that you know that you're doing it. This way your kids get used to the new routine and know that it's something that they have to do or that they get to play first and then we're going to exercise together. And it's a bit like, you know, scheduling it in like their PE lesson at school. So my kids are at home and they're like, you know, PE today is at 2 o'clock. So maybe, you know, use that opportunity of their regular scheduling to keep it going at home. And then another thing is, you know, if your kids are interested in music, you could get them to set up a playlist ready for that exercise that you're going to do together, or get them involved in choosing the type of activity too so that you can get it happening every day.
pardon me. And I imagine that when it comes to this kind of thing, it's probably a good routine to keep going outside, you know, once we're out of lockdown. We're not going to be in lockdown forever, but this doesn't sound like it's a bad regime.
No, no. And, you know, it's like I said, you know, when you're doing it with your kids, it's a good way to bond as well. So, you know, if you've got kids, you've usually got sporting equipment at home. So I know in my house we have cricket stumps and bats and balls, table tennis, basketball hoops, etc. So, you know, use it as a good family time so you can set up a family competition with your kids with games. As I said, not only great for the physical benefits, but also a great way to bond with your family and spend time as a family together. And this is something that could, you know, go on after lockdown as well. It's a good thing just to get started.
And of course, if you're doing family competitions, don't hold back on the kids. Go for the win. It'll teach them an important life lesson.
Yeah, go for the win in our house.
A bit of
competition here.
And so, of course, there's probably, if you need inspiration, probably plenty of resources for exercise online as well.
Yeah, that's right. So if you are looking for some inspiration, if you just Google online PE lessons for kids, you'll find lots of different options there. So there's everything from actual PE teachers who have done lessons on YouTube for kids all over the world to things like Cosmic Kids Yoga on YouTube, and that has sessions based around like the movie Frozen and Harry Potter and some other popular characters as well. And then, you know, Just Dance, which you can get on, I think, Xbox or something like that. There's also free sessions on YouTube for that as well. So there's heaps of really good ways to keep the kids interested in being active. And it might also be fun for parents as well. You might just want to screen some of them first, being on the internet, and, you know, get involved with your kids doing them at the same time.
I guess because, of course, kids will be doing learning from home with over the laptop, over the webcam with their teachers, but PE really is one of those lessons that you can't really do on a laptop, can you?
No, well, probably not with their PE teacher, but like I said, there's heaps of things that you can kind of Google and watch on your laptop. And, you know, I know myself when I am a bit bored, I will get out in my gym and watch a resistance training session or Les Mills session, and I'll do it over the laptop. So you can actually do it, you know, online.
And, of course, kids do respond well to winning things, to prizes, I imagine. You know, adding in those rewards for them probably keep them entertained and motivated to get that exercise.
Yeah, I guess as lockdown goes on, it might be harder to keep motivating the kids each day to do their exercise. So perhaps creating a reward chart for the kids, you know, listing all of the activities that they enjoy doing and having them tick off or note what they're doing each day to try and keep that momentum going. If your child loves soccer, for instance, you could get them to log how many goals they're scoring, or if they're tennis fans, see how many times they can bounce the ball up and down on their tennis racket, or even just timing them skipping with a skipping rope. So just making, kind of giving them that incentive to write it down and then have some sort of reward. And, you know, obviously that depends on the age of the kids. So little kids, it could just be an extra bedtime story or doing something fun with mum and dad. Or for the teenagers, you know, it might be related to screen time or something like that.
No worries. Well, good luck to everyone out there who is doing lockdown with their kids. I know, well, as much as you love your kids, there's only so much time you care to spend with them. could have put that nicely. But Lisa, thank you so much for chatting today.
You're welcome, Jordan. Thanks very much.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.